Welcome to episode 9 of KC's Lenten podcast, Into the Wilderness. If you are joining us for the first time, or simply need a refresher on what this podcast is all about, I'd encourage you to check out the first episode of this series, titled Into the Wilderness, Lenten Podcast Intro, and then join us back here after you're done. I also want to take a moment to remind you that this time is yours. This podcast is only meant to help facilitate your own time with Jesus. You may pause or rewind at any point, or skip whatever isn't working for you. I'd encourage you also to have your Bible with you, as well as a journal and a pen, so that you can write down thoughts, words, or images the Holy Spirit reveals to you as you make your way through this Lenten season. Let's begin. God of call, God of transformation, God of the Lenten journey, help us to discern your still small voice. Open us to change and growth as we seek to walk with Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 3, verses 13 to 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." In the previous 6 episodes, we zoomed in, walking one by one through each of Jesus' temptations in the wilderness, seeing how Jesus did what we could not, walking the wilderness journey in perfect obedience. Now, I want us to zoom out, take one last 30,000-foot look at this encounter to see something very important. As we read earlier, we see in Matthew 3, Jesus is baptized by John, and immediately after rising under the water, the skies open up. The Holy Spirit descends as a dove, and God the Father says over Jesus, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And then immediately after that, Jesus heads into the wilderness led by the Holy Spirit, where he encounters Satan, who tempts him 3 times to abandon the Father's plans. But notice how in each of his temptations, he begins each one by saying, "If you are the Son of God, Jesus, do X." It's so subtle, but so strategic. Each of his temptations is an attack on Jesus' identity. "If you truly are the Son of the Most High God," he says, "then reign and rule. Provide for yourself, prove yourself, and promote yourself." See, Jesus' heavenly Father had just spoken identity over him. "This is my Son, whom I love." And now the competing voice of Satan comes and suggests that he live out of false identities. But Jesus would not be dissuaded. He was clear on who he was and whose he was, and his ability to carry through on the Father's plans was contingent on this confidence. He was shaped by those words, and in doing so, he sets a powerful pattern for his people. See, what you and I believe about ourselves becomes the foundation of our lives, the place from which we exist in the world. And you might identify yourself by your lineage or ethnicity, by your job history or the schools you attended, by your marital status or your parental role. Perhaps you define who you are by your political leanings or your sexuality. Your sense of self might be based on money or achievements or the approval of others or your own self-esteem. Or perhaps you think that it's your sins that define you. Or maybe it's your afflictions. Even your Christian identity might anchor you, your giftedness, the area where you serve, or the church denomination to which you belong. All of these things might be true about you, but they are not the truest thing about you. No matter what identity you bring, they all become secondary to the primary identity that you are a beloved son or daughter of God. Your greatest and primary identity is that you are a beloved child of God, and this is meant to be your foundation. And you entered this Lenten season, as well as the wilderness of your entire Christian journey, wet with baptism identity. This is my son, this is my daughter, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. See, the world, your own flesh, and the devil want to shout over the voice of the Father, tempting you to live out of false identities. And when we live out of identities that are not the truest thing about us, they become shaky ground, faulty foundation, because they can always be stripped away from us. And when we feel like they can be stripped away from us, or they're being stripped away from us, we resort to control, anxiety, and fear. Rob Reamer, in his book Soul Care, identifies three core identity lies. The first is that the issue of our value is dependent on our performance. The second is that the issue of our value is dependent on whether certain people like us or love us. And the last is that the issue of our value is dependent on whether or not we're in control. But he says we need to understand that the issue of our value was settled on the cross. Ephesians 1 says, in love, God predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will. Jesus, beloved Son of God, came so that you might be adopted as a beloved child of God. He came to pay the debt of your sin so that you might be reconciled back to the Father through him. And he came so that you might grow in your understanding of what this means for your life and how you're called to live it out. In that way, we are called to surrender our whole lives, taking each of our identities and laying them at the feet of Jesus, not so that they are necessarily erased, but so they can become engraced, redeemed, so that each part of us directs itself to the glory of Jesus. How would it change your life if you lived in the truth of your primary identity? See, your ability to carry through on the Father's plans for your life is contingent on this confidence. And this Lenten journey is an opportunity to place our false identities at the foot of the Lamb and to hear the Father's words afresh. This is my son. This is my daughter, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 6. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. I will now lead you through a period of contemplation, pausing often for your own personal time with the Lord. Pay attention to any words, thoughts, or images the Holy Spirit reveals to you in this time. Lord, what am I believing is my primary identity? Speak it to me now. Lord, where do I believe my value is found? Speak it to me now. Lord, in what areas of my life am I not believing the truest thing about me, that I am a beloved child of God? Speak it to me now. Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 6. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. spend time in prayer, confessing your false identities to Jesus, laying them down at his feet. We thank you, Jesus, that it says in your word that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We acknowledge that even the sorrow of our sins is a gracious gift from you. So God of love and power, thank you for your forgiveness. Free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the gift of this time together. We give it to you as a Lenten offering, a gift of ourselves. We thank you for being with us, for speaking to our hearts, strengthening our faith, and reminding us that we are not alone in this journey. You led us here in grace. We ask that the transformation begun in us will continue.